There's a difference between being ready to leave your firm and being tired of your firm. They feel identical at 11 o'clock on a bad Tuesday. They are not the same thing, and confusing them is how good advisors make expensive moves. Today is about telling them apart before anyone knows you're asking. Quick note before we get into it. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker dealer, and everything here is for educational purposes only. It's not individualized legal, tax, or investment advice. Every advisor's situation is different. So treat this as a map, not a set of directions. If you've caught yourself browsing other firms' websites after hours, this one's for you. We'll cover how many advisors actually move, whether your clients would really follow you, how to explore quietly, and what ready actually looks like on paper. Start with the tired versus ready question because it's the honest starting point. Tired is a feeling about your current firm. Ready is a set of facts about your business. Tired says, my manager doesn't get it. The technology is embarrassing. The grid got worse again. All of that can be true, and you still might not be ready to move. Ready says, I know what my revenue mix is. I know which clients would come with me. I know what my economics look like on the other side. And the numbers hold up under someone else's scrutiny. Readiness is an evidence question, not a courage question. That sentence is the whole episode, so let me say it again. Readiness is an evidence question, not a courage question. Now, if you're wondering about a move, you are not unusual. You're the majority. Fidelity's advisor movement study found that more than half of advisors, 56%, considered switching firms within a five-year window, and roughly one in four actually moved, and the pace hasn't slowed. Diamond Consultants' annual transition report counted more than 11,000 experienced advisors changing firms in 2025, up about 16% from the year before. So drop any idea that thinking about this makes you disloyal or reckless. Half the people at your next conference are thinking about it too. The interesting question was never whether you're allowed to wonder. It's whether the wondering survives contact with your own numbers, which brings us to the question that decides most of it. Will your clients actually follow you? And the honest answer is you don't get to guess. You get to gather evidence. Look at your revenue mix first. Recurring advisory relationships where the client hired you tend to be more portable than product-driven business where the client bought the firm's shelf. Then look at each relationship honestly. Who calls you at home? Who came to your daughter's wedding? Who was referred to you personally? And who was handed to you by the branch? A book that's really yours behaves differently from a book you're renting from the firm's brand. And be careful with the flattering answer. Every advisor believes their clients love them. The evidence question is sharper. If you called each household from a new firm with new paperwork in hand, who signs? Count only the ones you'd bet on. So how do you explore this without tipping off your firm quietly and with discipline? Do your homework off the firm's systems out, not on the firm's laptop, not through the firm's email, not saved to the firm's drive. Keep the circle small and assume anything said at the branch gets repeated. Take conversations off-site and out of earshot. And before you talk to anyone seriously, read your own employment agreement. Know what you signed about notice, solicitation, and what you can take with you. This isn't paranoia, it's professionalism. Firms watch for departure signals, and an advisor who explores carelessly can turn into a forced decision on someone else's timeline. So what does ready actually look like on paper? Four things. One, portability evidence, a realistic name-by-name view of which relationships move, grounded in your revenue mix, not your hopes. Two, economics and ranges, what you'd earn on the other side modeled honestly with the costs in, not a recruiter's single shiny number. Three, an operational answer. Who does your compliance, your technology, your staffing on day one? If you don't know yet, fine. That just means the homework isn't done. And four, timing that fits your life. A move is a demanding season. A health event, a family stretch, a big client transition in flight. The calendar matters as much as the math. And one more point before I wrap up, because it deserves saying plainly. Sometimes the honest answer is stay. You run the evidence and the book is less portable than it felt, or the economics are a wash, or the timing is wrong. And staying on purpose with clear eyes is a completely respectable outcome. There's a real difference between staying because you checked and staying because you never looked. The first one is a decision. The second one is a default. You want to be an advisor who decides. If you want to find out which one you are, we built a short assessment for exactly this. 6 questions, and it routes you to a private conversation or the research that fits where you actually are. It's free on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. Nobody gets notified. Nothing gets triggered. It's just evidence. Gather the facts before you gather the courage. Clear eyes first, the move second. I'll see you tomorrow.